For our last number, I'd like to ask your help. Would the people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? And the rest of you, if you'd just rattle your jewelry.
No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, my name is Josh Harmon. I'm the lead singer of the Backseat Lovers, a band based out of Heber City, Utah, and currently in the process of moving towards Provo and Salt Lake area. Jonas Swanson is our guitarist and backup vocalist. Ethan Christensen is our bass guitar player, and Juice Welch is our drummer and backup vocalist. So my first experience on a stage was when I was 6 years old. My parents dressed me up as Johnny Cash, the Man in Black, and I sang Folsom Prison Blues in front of the Heber City talent show in 2006. And that was my real first experience ever being in front of anybody or ever even singing or taking it seriously. It kind of shocked my parents because I was actually surprisingly comfortable on the stage, and it kind of shocked me too. And ever since then, I've been kind of on and off the stage, playing in a band and playing music seriously when I was about 16 or 15 years old. Unfortunately, we don't have any videos of the occasion, but I definitely was a spinning image of Johnny Cash with my hair greased back and a little black suit and boots. You remember the stairs and the stars. So music was always a really big part of my life growing up because everybody in my family was very musically involved and everybody sang and played a few instruments. But my main inspiration was probably my dad. He has been playing guitar since he was in high school. And he was the one that passed it on to me and showed me how to do it. And he also kind of introduced me to my first real exposure to the music scene in Salt Lake, which was the Intermountain Acoustic Music Association singer-songwriter competition. I was a really young songwriter when I was about 16 years old, and we went up there and entered into the contest, and I ended up winning it, and that kind of just set me off on the right foot when I was just starting to learn how to write songs and incorporate actually original music into my guitar playing and things like that. My first experience actually playing in a band on a stage was at the Valor Battle of the Bands in Provo. And it was my sophomore year of high school with all my high school friends, and we were in a band. And I had never really ever even thought about considering music as a career goal or an actual life choice to follow. But I got up on the stage and we played our first set really in front of a real live audience. It was by far like the most euphoric and amazing experience I've ever felt, especially just being like 16 years old. It was just a completely different world, and I knew that right then and there that that was something that I needed to look for every single day and strive to work forward to every single time I'm on the stage. I want to feel that feeling. I want to connect with the audience. And as my music career has grown and as I have grown as a musician, I look back on that and each performance is getting better, and each live performance is filled with different kind of emotion, and I feel like I've learned a lot since then, and I'm really grateful for that experience, and it's kind of nice to go back to it and revisit with a new band. So I was kind of in a middle place musically last summer, and I was looking for a group of musicians to start a band, and I heard this rumor of this drummer that was out on his LDS mission. His name was Juice. He was like this legend at my high school. And I was so excited to meet this guy when he got back. And as soon as he got back, we played. And we kind of had an immediate chemistry. And he kind of blew my mind. And we just started running with it. And I just started chopping up some of my old songs. And we just beat them up into rock songs, really, in the basement for a couple of months. We were kind of just stuck in a place where we couldn't find musicians to play with us that were compatible, because we had kind of already had a pretty strong connection, so we really wanted to find somebody that would vibe with us really well. And that was when we stumbled upon Jonas Swanson, our lead guitarist. I was at Valor in line for the open mic that they do every week, and me and him were in the back of the line, so we just sat on the park bench on the street and just played our music to each other. And we were both kind of impressed with each other, and we felt an instant kind of connection, so I asked him if he wanted to come down and play music with me and Juice. I asked him if he had any bass player friends, because we could not find a bass player to save our lives. And that was when he brought Ethan over, which was kind of coincidental because Ethan wasn't the initial bass player that he was going to recruit to come down and play with us. He ended up being the guy that could come that night, and we just like instantly had a connection that night. Even just apart from the music, it was just a group of friends that we were really excited to have.
Kiss on the porch, yes, it was a good one. Do I want more? Guess I'll tell you in 3 months.
We haven't really been playing seriously up until like 2 months ago, when we started really working on song structures and been pulling together some of the more songs that me and Juice had been playing over the winter. Writing music for me is definitely one of the best parts about being in a band and playing music in general. I love it because I can actually create something, and it's very liberating to be part of like an actual creation, especially when you're really proud of the outcome. But in terms of writing and inspiration and my writing style, my 100% goal is to always write honestly and to have it connect to me, because I've never written songs because, oh, I want somebody to love it, I want these people to like it, or I want it to sound like this. I've always written music because it was something I wanted to create for me and to express from my life and the people around me. I often like to build my song structures around relationships that I have with people and the people I care about in my life, and, you know, kind of just over-exaggerate things and really get deep into like one part of my life that's really not that big, but just kind of chop it up and get really into it. If the things that I'm saying make you, you know, think of the world differently, that's really good. I'm glad. But, I mean, that's not why I'm doing it. From our song Pictures off of the new EP Elevator Days. Grades looking good, reading scriptures like I should, gonna move out to the coast when I figure out what I like most. That basically embodies like my senior year and being a really ignorant young man that basically just had no idea what I wanted, but at the same time knew exactly what I wanted. I just didn't know how to get there, you know? And, you know, reading scriptures like I should. I grew up in a pretty Mormon family, and it's definitely not a bash on that at all. It's just kind of like an irony that I kind of grew up in a fairly Mormon community. Reading scriptures like I should, gonna move out to the coast when I figure out what I like most. It's just like, every time you talk to somebody in high school, you'd be like, now what's your plan after high school? And be like, oh, I'm gonna go get my generals somewhere and then move to somewhere cool. And then it's just like that, always that same answer. So I just kind of tried to put that into one line, I guess. Just that ignorance and that young spirit. I am sunburnt in the dark. A couple weeks ago, we had the privilege of playing at Valor Battle of the Bands. And we kind of made a decision as a band after the first night on Tuesday, where we won our night. We felt like we had a pretty confident set. We played all the songs that have had like the most good feedback in terms of like off of our Spotify and iTunes and the ones with the most popularity. But we decided as a band to take the risk of taking both of our most popular songs off of the set and playing a couple that we had not really shown anybody yet and that no live audience had heard, because we wanted to show the judges something new. At that point, it wasn't about winning the Battle of the Bands. It was about making connections with people and just honestly having a good time, because we were already stressed enough as it was the first night. But yeah, Saturday came around and we ended up switching half the songs we had already played the night before and throwing in a couple new songs, and, you know, obviously it worked out for us, and we were pretty excited about it. And I think that's something that we will continue to do. We'll always bring, in terms of like live performances, we'll always bring something new to the table, so that it's not, you're not just hearing the recording in a live setting. I guess we'll just go in the recording process of our EP, Elevator Days, that we just released. Half of it was done basically DIY. We had a really smart sound engineer with some really cool equipment from Heber City. His name is Rustin. He's a really, really cool, nice guy. He did it all for free, and we just worked with him for months and months. We weren't really playing a lot with Jonas or Ethan, so I ended up tracking basically all of the guitar and bass stuff other than like Jonas's lead parts. But yeah, that was a pretty painstaking process for like 6 months, just working on these two songs, you know? And then we decided we wanted to go a little bit more professional and kind of get everybody in the flow of things with the band. So we recorded the other three songs on the record, Elevator Days, Pictures, and Address Your Letters, all at Pale Horse Sound in Sugar House, which is a really, really amazing venue. Greg Downs is the sound engineer there, and he's really good at setting the mood for everybody in terms of creative flow.
Drain a bottle of cheap red wine.
In terms of future recording plans for the next year, the main goal for now is to move in together next spring-ish, once we all finish school and work and saving up money. We're going to move into a house in either Salt Lake or Provo, and we're going to do a full LP on our own and just pound it out DIY. And until then, we're just going to play a lot of shows in Utah, and we're actually throwing around the idea of doing a little mini tour on the West Coast, because we have some friends and some cool venues that we're looking at over there. But yeah, we just want to build up our audience here and then write a lot of music and release a full album next year. We have a lot of shows coming up this whole summer, but the one we're most excited about is coming in late July in a couple of weeks here. We're hoping to get to play with Grey Glass, another Valor Battle of the Bands veteran winner. Really, really cool band, and it's kind of nice to be in the same position as them that they were in a few years ago and to share that experience with each other and to play in front of a new crowd and play in front of some people that we have not been able to play with yet. And that's going to be at Valor as well. And then, yeah, we have a bunch of shows in August as well, but we're still waiting on dates and finalization and stuff like that. But, yeah, we have a lot of fun, exciting stuff coming, and we hope to see everybody there. Now you will hear our single off of our latest EP, Out of Tune.
Containers that I fill with my past, you can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary, scarier than spiders. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs, you were funnier than most. I knew you well. We skipped a class or two to write a couple songs. They were always pretty good, till the next year we realized that we were wrong. You took a prepubescent kid, showed him to world, introduce him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary. My mama said you were a bad influence, but I've never been influenced by anyone that could write or sing or make up shit as cool as you did. We'll be right back.
find us on Spotify and iTunes, just under The Backseat Lovers. And our main source of communication with our fans is going to be through our Instagram and Facebook page, just under The Backseat Lovers or the.backseat.lovers. We have physical CDs at our shows that we always sell, and we also do have a lot of merch. Most people knew you were.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.